Kia ora, kua te reano mate ariki tēnei, and this is your Wātea English News. Members of the 11 partnership boards set up as part of the health reforms held their first national hui in Tāmaki Makaurau over the weekend. Health Ministry Deputy Director General John Whanga says the boards will allow iwi and Māori communities to help better balance national and regional planning with locally led and locally driven planning.
On the other side too, there is the opportunity for iwi Māori partnership boards to be bringing along the planning they're undertaking themselves. For instance, we have a number of iwi that have quite significant plans underway in areas of social development, including health, so there's an opportunity to line that up.
John Whanga. Meanwhile, the Kahu Taurima Maternity and Early Years Policy will get a boost with new paediatric equipment for hospitals and support for community-based Māori and Pacific providers. Associate Health Minister Willow Jean Prime says Te Aka Whai Ora and Te Whatu Ora are allocating an initial $7 million for the purchase of 20 new paediatric retinal cameras, which will improve access to neonatal retinal screening for premature babies and protecting young eyes. Another $74 million will be invested over the next 2 years into 40 Hauora Māori partners and 5 Pacific partners for wraparound support for whānau during antenatal, birthing, postnatal and child development care. The leader of Kapahaka Te Whānau a Apanui believes they silenced the sceptics with their contribution to last week's trade mission to China, led by Prime Minister Chris Hipkins. Tamati Waka says the kaupapa laid down by Foreign Minister Nanaia Mahuta's of Culture, Connection and then Commerce is working. They resisted attempts to treat them as a sideshow and ended up playing a significant ice-breaking role.
It just made things run smoother, and then I'm seeing our leaders talking to their leaders, our business people talking to their business people, and just when the business started, things starts off with a smile, yeah, and a comment about what they had just witnessed. I think it made things flow nicer, especially at our banquet dinners, and they just lightened the mood and made things easier for them.
Tamati Waka says having the haka at the Great Wall of China go viral was a bonus. And finally, some of American football's biggest Pacifica stars are in Aotearoa to promote the NFL Polynesian Hall of Fame in Hawaii and scout for talent. Māori Development Minister Willie Jackson and Pacific Peoples Minister Barbara Edmonds welcomed them to South Auckland last night. The group includes Jesse Sapolu, Ma'a Tanavasa, historically backed colleges and universities Legacy Bowl director Kevin Kaplan, and Reno Mahe. Mr. Jackson says Sapolu started his career at the San Francisco 49ers, playing alongside Ngaitahu's Ricky Allison.
Jesse's won 4 NFLs, and it was great just hearing him talk about the pressures on young Pacifica, but also he said his job is to remind them of their cultural background, their history, and their humility when they sign $20, $30, $40, $50 million contracts, and also challenge them in terms of what are they giving back in terms of their Pacifica culture.
Willie Jackson. And that's your Wātea English News.